Hey everyone, this is Chris Keys for Premier Guitar, hanging out at Marathon Music Works in Nashville, Tennessee with Christian. Christian, how you doing?
Hey man, great. Dude. Great. Good to be here.
Dude, thanks for doing this for us. Christian is from the Black Angels, which I dearly love as a fan. It's like Dick Dale was traveling out of California, got lost somewhere near I-35, took a wrong turn and hung out with Rocky Erickson. Black Angels. If that appeals to you, check them out.
I like that description.
Christian, I'm done blabbing. Talk to me about your guitar. What would you say is like number one or the one that you play the most?
The main guitar is this Rickenbacker. This has been with me since the beginning of the Black Angels. So I got this back in probably 2003. I actually had an SG at first that I had stolen from Alex's house.
Ooh.
That very day I went on eBay looking for a left-handed Rickenbacker because I'm obsessed with John Lennon.
Yeah.
And the Beatles just in general. And I found this one up there.
Did you go for the 345 specifically? Because John was always playing the 320s and 330s.
I know. I couldn't find that, especially in left-handed.
Yeah.
Rickenbackers are very hard to find left-handed. So put left Rickenbacker in on eBay, which I still do to this day, just to see if there's any other works up there. But this is the one that popped up. And so I've had this from the beginning. And it's the main guitar that I use. It's like the guitar I use on Young Men Dead and on the first record and Black Grease, all over the first record and second record.
That real clean, chimey stuff that you do.
Clean, chimey, and with a Fender Twin and a Big Muff specifically, this thing really shines.
Yeah, I bet. And do you, now that you have the three pickup guitar with the Rickenbacker sound, do you use the middle pickup at all?
You know, I usually just use it in the top position.
Okay.
Sometimes if I want to get real thin, I'll throw it down there. You know, it's kind of a more buzzy sitar-y sound.
Yeah.
But it's so thin, there might be something wrong with that pickup.
Now, you mentioned the sitar sound. If you go there, I don't see a sitar player walking around here. And if you guys play Manipulation Live, does that go there, or do you guys just not even play it?
No, I actually use a different guitar for that.
Okay.
On the recording of that, we used a electric sitar.
Okay.
But live, I actually use the 12-string Rickenbacker.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Let's go there.
Yeah. So this is this is another one of my eBay searches that took years to find. I wanted this guitar so badly. It's the George Harrison 12-string.
It's beautiful.
Could be my favorite guitar that I own. It was the hardest to find, definitely. I use this on Manipulation.
Okay.
To get kind of that sitar-y sound.
Yeah.
I'm pretty obsessed with the birds as well.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to.
McGuinn.
Yeah. That 12-string
Jangle City.
Sound, man, it's so awesome.
This one looks pretty clean. Is this one like a newer one?
The other Rickenbacker, I always thought it was from 2001.
Okay.
But I didn't think that could be right because it had like a real musty smell. And I was like, there's no way this is only like 3 years old.
Yeah.
Come to find out, I typed it on the Rickenbacker site. It's MD-2001. And that dates it back to 1978.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
what a cool find.
It was pretty nice and I got it for pretty cheap.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe the person didn't know.
I got it for like maybe $1,200 back in 2003.
It's a good investment.
Yeah, it's pretty cheap for a Rickenbacker.
Yeah.
Especially a left-handed one.
I noticed when you were holding it up before that the dot markers were actually on both sides of the neck.
Yeah.
At least the side that was facing me, too.
Well,
like on the, yeah.
Yeah, that.
So I wonder if it was
Rickenbacker tended not to be very friendly to lefties.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the R is upside down.
That's what was making me wondering if any of this was altered.
And I think, well, I don't know. I think the Rickenbacker logo goes the other way on righties. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
they shunned you guys.
Yeah, they kind of did. They don't really, a lot of guitar companies don't make very many lefties. But, you know, that makes the search more fun.
Yeah. And continuing along here.
Yeah, continuing along. This is another Beatles guitar.
Ooh, Casino.
My Epiphone Casino. This one I used a lot on the first and second record. I don't use it. I prefer to use my Gretsch Country Gentleman, which we'll get to in a second, instead. So I bring this on the road and use it in open G.
Okay. Any particular songs that are in open G?
Bloodhounds on My Trail.
Okay.
It's pretty much all I use this one on, actually. Sadly, that's all she plays anymore.
Yeah.
And then here's another. This is my Country Gentleman. This is kind of my second go-to after the Rickenbacker. And you know, this is one that George Harrison owned. And also Lou Reed played this with the Velvet Underground.
Nice.
So, and this one was very generously given to me for free by Fender.
Wow.
Who I also owns Gretsch now.
Yeah.
So they sent this to me and it's become one of my favorite guitars.
I alluded to it in the beginning, you guys have a surf element in your music, but none of these guitars, well, I know you just mentioned that Gretsch is owned by Fender, but none of them are like your traditional surf guitars.
Yeah, that's true.
But how do you, I guess, obviously with the left hand, so that's part of the struggle, but like what made you end up, was it just love for the Beatles?
It was pretty kinda. Much all the guitars that I own are because I'm obsessed with the Beatles.
Which is not a bad thing.
Yeah. but yeah, man, you know, it's fun to try to get that surf sound without a surf guitar specifically.
Yeah. I noticed that when you do play sometimes, you'll play really close to the bridge.
I do. I love
just
playing
to get
down
that
here.
Like that twang.
It does. It totally
to get
gets
like that Dick Dale.
Yeah, yeah, big time.
And have you done anything to this one or any of the other guitars pickup wise?
Modified? No, I just, they're pretty much all as they came.
Right on.
Yeah. And then last, this is my newest purchase. Like I said at the beginning, I had an SG and it got stolen from our lead singer's house, Alex. And I got that Rickenbacker. But finally, about maybe a year and a half ago, I got this. And this guitar specifically, the reason that I got one originally is because I was really into Cream.
Yo.
And the Doors.
Yeah. Perfect.
And this is pretty much just like Robbie Krieger's guitar. With the Vibrola tailpiece, which I added on. And this is a, I think.
Is it a reissue or is it a 61?
It's a custom shop.
Okay.
1962. And it's
beautiful guitar.
It is, man. I think this is probably my favorite guitar as far as looks go.
Do you use the vibrato at all?
I do all the time. Oh. Yeah,
and she stays pretty true for you?
Yeah, it does.
Oh,
stays in really good tune. But yeah, man.
Strings for what do you typically use on these guys?
I always use 11s. That's my favorite.
Has it always been the case, or is that something you kind of landed on?
I think at the beginning, like I started playing guitar when I was 20, so kind of later on.
Yeah.
I think my first guitar came with 9s. Found those just to be too slinky.
Yeah.
And then I went to 10s, and then by the time the Black Angels started, I've been pretty much using 11s.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to, be disrespectful to this bass. Is that something that's in your arsenal?
This is too, man. This is, I'm converted to lefty. And we have about 5 of these. This is our favorite bass to use. I haven't been using this on this tour. Alex uses it upside down to play a bunch of songs. Bloodhounds and Empire. Bunch of other ones.
What's the band dig about that particular sound with these old echoes?
It's back to the Beatles thing again.
Yeah.
It's like the violin bass. I don't know, it's just got that like low kind of thump.
And yeah.
It's just kind of like, and it's a very unique, hollow body basses kind of have their own distinct sound.
And it's probably like a lot cheaper and easier to acquire maybe than an old Hofner.
Yeah,
like a Beatle bass like that.
It is. These probably run about $1,000 now.
Yeah.
And one of those is probably like $3,000 to $4,000.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's better to stock up on those than maybe.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And it sounds, just as good in my opinion. EKO, it was made in the same factory as Vox.
Oh, all right.
So they're good quality.
Cool, man. Well, let's move on to amps and pedals.
Yeah.
All right, Christian. This is truly my favorite part of the video.
Right.
I say this every time, but you are a man that speaks my language. You're a fuzz dude.
Yeah,
we'll get
I
there
am.
In a minute. Talk to me real quick about the Twin Reverb and why you kind of stick with that one so much. I know this has been something you've had.
So originally, when I started playing guitar, I got a Vox Valvetronics.
Okay.
One of those digital ones. And I found that I was just using the Twin setting. It was a good first amp because I could figure out which amp I really liked. And I was always using the Twin sound. So from the very beginning of the Black Angels, I've always had a Fender Twin Reverb. I love surf guitar, and what better amp than the Twin Reverb? I've actually had a third spring installed on that.
Oh,
they come with 2, but this one's got 3, so when you crank it to 10, it's like 20,000 leagues under the sea.
I was gonna ask, so you use the onboard reverb and vibrato?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my favorite vibrato.
Awesome.
But yeah, it's a super deep reverb, and yeah, I think it's the best sounding amp.
Well,
in the world, so.
That's a perfect jumping off point, man. Let's just hear the amp
by itself,
and then we'll start diving into your pedals.
Yeah, so here we go. This is dry, just so you can get a feel for what the reverb does to it. The reverb. Crank to 10, of course.
Oh, man.
I like it because it's so clean, and I feel like my pedals can shine better through this amp. It's kind of like a neutral amp.
Yeah.
Where it doesn't color the sound too much.
And I was going to ask over the guitars, but it's more pertinent now, is with the pedals. Have you always strategically stuck with single coils and P90s because fuzzes sometimes kind of fart out with humbuckers? And they kind of,
yeah,
they don't have their full dynamics.
Yeah, I think I've just been naturally drawn to the single coils.
The Beatles stuff.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, man. It all comes back to that.
Yeah. Well, let's dive into your pedals here.
Yeah.
What would you say is like your main, well, first, I'm going to ask, what's the fuzz you use the most?
Well, the first fuzz that I got when the Black Angel started was the Russian Big Muff. And I found that to pair amazingly with the Twin and the Rickenbacker. If I use the Muff with some of my other guitars, I don't think that it sounds very good.
Mm-hmm.
So, just specifically for this. So, like Black Grease, for instance, is this sound with the Big Muff. Nice and thick.
Yeah, man.
You know, like a milkshake.
Is that like kind of like if people are coming to see you guys and you bust out some of that stuff, like Young Men Dead or anything else that have features that, is that kind of like the era of the band or is it kind of just more with that guitar?
I'd say probably both. I still use the Big Muff on all of our new stuff as well. That's actually my second one. My first one just broke this year and it's in the shop. And so I didn't have that Muff and had to order that actually on the road.
Damn.
And very thankful to get that back because I was missing it for about the first four shows.
I bet.
It just didn't sound the same.
Yeah.
You
know? Moving along.
I think the fuzz that I probably use the most now is this Analog Man Peppermint. It's really good for lead stuff. And you can just tell it's not like the Muff is thick like that, and this just has a totally different tone. It's got a real 60s sound.
Yeah.
They named it that because of the Strawberry Alarm Clock song, Incense and Peppermints.
Oh.
So it's supposed to kind of have that fuzz kind of sound. And it's germanium fuzz.
Did you hear that? Did you know that song and already know that?
At the end of that song, that there's a badass solo that comes on, and it was modeled. I mean, this pedal is modeled after that. So when I saw that and the design, I'm into optical art. So that drew me in as well. But yeah, it's great.
Cool, and you got another one up top there.
I do.
I love another Analog Man.
Yeah, this is another Analog Man one. This one's silicon, and this is the Sunface BC-108, and it's supposed to mimic a blue fuzz face from like what David Gilmour used on Live at Pompeii. That's another video that I'm obsessed with, is Live at Pompeii, and this is that fuzz face. So here's the sound on that. Different from... different.
Have you ever messed around or owned or had the Sunface with the NKT chip?
I had the NKT 275.
Oh, okay.
And
how come that's not on here?
It's not because it broke on the road. That's what I was using to do the fuzz face or the Big Muff sound rather. And it's super thick, but it's not as creamy sounding as the Big Muff, so it wasn't working as well for me. But if I had space on this board, that would be on here. And also if it hadn't broken on me.
Two huge reasons why it's not.
Yeah. I've got to send that to Analog Man. So if Analog Man is listening, I'm going to be sending my NKT275 pedal to you to fix.
So get ready, I guess. What's the Acid Fuzzer?
The Acid Fuzzer is this company called Acid Fuzz out of Los Angeles, which is really cool. This is supposed to mimic an MK1 tone bender.
Yeah, it kind of has that shape to it.
Yeah, and it's a little bit more nasally. This is like if I want to drop a bomb on a solo. This is my loudest fuzz for sure. Here we go. And it can go from thin to thick, and I leave it on the thick setting.
Yeah.
Specifically because I have a thin fuzz already ready to go, which is the Fuzzrite Catalin Bread. And that's like a Mosrite Fuzzrite. And it's just my buzzy kind of fuzz. So it's like. Way different than.
Now the Fuzzrite, are you using that for like something like Your Mine? Like that's a real buzzy. Buzzy B sound.
Yeah, I think I used to have Maestro, Maestro fuzz tone. It's like what they used on Satisfaction.
Oh, yeah.
It's similar sound to that Fuzzrite. But that pedal broke on me. A lot of pedals break
man,
on
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you seem
road.
Like a heavy
I stomp too
yeah.
hard, man.
All right, moving along. What's the green Ibanez?
Okay, the green one. So this is another original from the very beginning of the band, and I went to a Brian Jonestown Massacre show, and I asked the guitar player at the end of the show, "What one pedal should I get?"
His
name's Ricky, and he told me to get one of these turbo tube screamers, and I've had it on there ever since. It's a boost, but it adds grit, so it's like. So I like it because it adds just a little bit of hairiness, but it's not quite a fuzz.
Yeah.
You know, it's a nice overdrive, pushing the amp a little bit more.
That's a cool story that you mentioned, Ricky and Brian Jones.
Yeah.
But I was going to ask, just because I didn't know you guys are based in Austin, I didn't know if they just hand those out to everyone, just because Stevie Ray Vaughan was such a big user of the tube screamers. Like, oh, you're a guitar player? Here you go. Here's a tube screamer. Need one of these.
<That's right.
laughs> You live in Austin. Need one
yeah,
of these.
Yeah, that's right. Standard issue.
Reverse delay.
Okay, reverse delay. This is another one of my original pedals. And it's like that Beatles kind of studio sound, a backwards pedal. So it's like. In my opinion, it's the best reverse delay out there. A lot of other pedals have them.
Yeah, I know the DD6 has a reverse setting.
But since this one's dedicated just to doing that, I feel like it shines.
Yeah.
And those are kind of hard to come by now. That's my third one of those because broke the other two. Those Dan Electros, though, they have plastic jacks. And if I could get that rehoused, I would definitely do that. Because they don't do very well on the road.
Yeah. Yeah, they tend to be pretty plastic.
Yeah. So,
we got looks like it got a delay.
Yeah. So this is going back to Live at Pompeii. This is supposed to mimic the Echo Rec that David Gilmour was using.
Yeah.
And, all of my delays actually are because of that Echo Rec. This is another one.
Check.
The Boonar.
Hey.
This is the Echo 6 too. I like to have a bunch of different delays so I can do different speeds anytime I want. Like this one will be my slower one, this is my faster. And then this is the brains of my operation right here.
Oh, the full tone.
The full tone.
I was gonna ask if you had the, and then do you run that, the Big Muff into that ever? with the delay.
Oh yeah, all the time.
Because that's David Gilmour.
Oh yeah. Should we get a sample of that? That's like the best sound in the world. Well, fuzz and echo.
Don't tell me with a good time.
Here we go.
I love it. I can't get enough of it myself.
Okay, here we this wah pedal is a V846 wah from 1968.
So no, okay.
And yeah. Like liquid dripping.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's my favorite. Wah pedal had a couple of the V847s, but found, you know, the old 60s ones they made by hand are just way better sounding.
Yeah.
For sure, yeah.
And do you have you ever had it repaired too much, just with the wear and the
actually, that the thing has cable? Been so, I mean, very dependable. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
That 60s pedal that I kick on constantly.
And it's,
and
smooth,
it's still
the most?
Going, but my other pedals that are modern break on me.
See?
Quality.
Yeah.
They used to make things with better quality, man. I tell you.
Back when I was a kid.
Back when I wasn't around, they used to make things way better.
Holy grail. I thought you loved the reverb on the old twin.
Sometimes I got to double up.
Oh, man. I shouldn't ask.
So we have one song specifically, Science Killer.
Oh, okay.
Where I just double up on the reverb. So this is just the reverb. And with this. And that chord will last forever. Just to dive even deeper than 20,000 leagues, if you need to.
No, it's like intro to like Bad Vibrations. Is that doubled up then, or are you just running the amp?
No, that's just the amp on 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, man. What about?
Well, so this Bumble Buzz is one of my new favorite fuzzes. This is the one from Jack White. This is actually a really rare one. And yellow.
Yeah, we reviewed.
They're mainly all black.
Yeah.
And I'm not even sure how many they made of that. Maybe only like 100. But this fuzz is awesome, man. It's like an octave fuzz. So nasty.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, man. That's my nastiest.
Yeah.
Good job on creating that, Jack White.
And I love it because it's like, I assume there's tremolos or some type of movement that can be done inside the thing, but like otherwise
it's
just set and forget it.
Yeah, I like that old school style, it's on or off.
Yeah, and it's definitely on when you hear it, it's definitely
on.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's not a subtle pedal.
Yeah.
What do you got the Maggie for?
Okay, so the last two pedals that I have are like vibratos. And the Maggie is, supposed to mimic the vibrato from a magnetone amp. The magnetone amps, they used to make them in the 50s. I think they're making them now.
Yeah, they relaunched the brand.
But they were sought after specifically for their vibrato because it's very different than the Fender, which is choppy. You know, like sharper like that, which this is different because it's more. So that's just to add another layer of psychedelic.
Yeah.
Psychedelia to the whole situation. And the repeater is even sharper than the Fender. Thank you. this effect was one that was built into the Vox guitar, Vox Ultrasonic.
I was going to say, that totally just sounds like a Vox sawtooth.
They had, exactly. They used to have these guitars, the Vox Ultrasonics, that had the effects built into them. It was like fuzz, overdrive, and the repeater and the wah.
So, be a badass guitar.
I know, man. I wish they made it in left-handed, because I would have one.
You'd probably be, but I'm sure you eBay searched that one already.
Oh, I do. But they didn't make any lefties of that. But thanks to Acid Fuzz, Acid Fuzz made this fuzz, and they made this repeater.
Oh, all right.
I'm able to pretty much have one, you know, because I have all the effects.
Yeah.
So.
And what's the Rotosphere get used for?
All this is just my vocal stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Echo, Rotosphere, and reverb.
Man.
So, yeah, man.
Christian, thank you so much. We got to get cruising, talk to the rest
man.
Of the guys.
Talk,
but thank
talk
you.
Talk to Jake and Kyle, man. Dude, see what they have.
We're going to. Thank you so much. Cool. Appreciate it, dude.
Awesome, man. Glad to talk to you, man. Peace.
Great. All right, we're on the other side of the stage with Jake now. Jake, how you doing?
Great today. Thank you.
Dude, excellent. Thank you so
Glad
much for doing
here.
This.
Oh, yeah. Sure,
absolutely.
Sure.
It's our honor. Talk to me about this Gibson.
This is a 1971 Gibson. And I've had it for about 15 years.
Did you have a struggle to find it? Because, well, Christian, you're left-handed.
Yeah, yeah, big struggle. Big struggle even back then. it was just, you know, there weren't many made, and you can't find them and stuff like that, you know, without, you know, getting them for an arm and a leg or something. But it's definitely a player's guitar. I've had it refretted by my friend Ed Reynolds.
Okay.
He's just outside of Austin. He did a great job.
It gets a lot of work on.
Yeah.
It's
worked out a lot. Uh-huh. It's got the Spurzel tuners on it, locking tuners.
Have you done anything else to it? New pickups or anything like that?
Yeah, this is a throwback situation. Oh. Throwback pickups, THROBAK, which is a company that just, you know, the guy bought the original wiring machines, you know, from Heritage Guitars. I guess he found the machines back there.
So
I think it's
literally throwback.
Yeah. It has 1950s copper wiring.
Wow.
Yeah. And, it, you know, it's original stuff. You found a spool with that, so.
Damn.
You know, so, you know, that's what I use because they're underwound. They're not too hot, you know.
So I assume that they're PAFs then?
That's PFs, right. Okay, that's right. And then I have graphite on my bridge saddle there.
Why'd you do that?
Graphite is just, it's smoother for the strings to run through, you know. And
no burrs that way.
Yeah. So you know, it's all about pretty much tone and playability for me. So, you know.
And what is this a guitar that you use most of the night, or is this like specific songs or specific albums?
No, I mostly use this one or this guy right here, which is Fender. This is our
beautiful
Jaguar Kurt Cobain model, and it's got the hottest pickups. It's those are super distortions, you know.
Yeah.
I like it because you go through a clean, you know, Fender amplifier, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it gives it that saturation, that sustain, and that dirt that I love, you know.
Yeah.
I love to get a nasty sound. I like the juxtaposition of having a nice, beautiful sounding guitar and also a gnarly one when I need to.
Yeah, you're
just
pushing hard.
Weapons, you know.
Yeah.
And guitar strap, my very close friend, Jessica made this, and she's amazing. It's jessiemade.com, and she makes these guitar straps, you know, custom.
Is it leather or is
it's,
it?
It's leather. Okay. It's bison leather.
Nice.
Yeah. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
I'm getting more made, you know, at the moment, like a red one, red leather and burgundy and stuff. But anyways,
stuff
this guitar.
Lasts long, I bet.
Yeah. It's just, you know, I break guitar straps all the time, and you know, this is really durable, you know. So
killer. And it's always cool to support a friend too.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's the best, you know, especially when the craft is excellent, you know. So yeah, that's it with the guitars, you know.
And then you had mentioned the clean Fender amp. Which one's yours? Which one are you running through?
I use
here?
The Fender Twin right there. I've had it. It's actually a reissue, but I've had it serviced by my friend Jack in Austin.
Okay.
He used to work for Aerosmith and all these bands as their guitar tech, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, he kind of gutted it out and put some Mercury Magnetic stuff in it, and
it's kind of supercharged it.
Supercharged it, you know.
Did you get
it?
Did you get a extra tube or spring like
No,
Christian
no,
has?
I just have standard.
We just have regular reverb.
I just have standard, but I do have Mercury reverb driver.
Oh,
you know. And I use the Holy Grail.
All right, before the internet freaks out, I asked Jake before if I could hold his guitar. So that was that permission was granted. Because
that's right.
In the light, when we were stepping out before we changed camera spots, we noticed that there's some knobs here. So Jake, what gives? Yeah.
Oh, so when I bought the guitar, they whoever had the guitar before had coil tapped the pickups, which means that there was these little toggle switch on each one of these, and it was just unnecessary. I took it out and put it back.
You know,
they drilled into it, actually. Yeah, well, I did the repair myself, yeah. Yeah, just like filling the hole and stuff, you know. That was years ago, so now it's back to what it's supposed to be, really.
Perfect.
You know.
And you got to do a little home improvement on it yourself, so
that's
cool.
Right, yeah.
Cool, man. Well, talk to me about your, like, give me the clean tone of your amp with the
J. Yeah, sure. So, I mean, just clean is, you know. And then I always use an EQ pedal, so,
all right.
You know, just to, depending on the room, so I can adjust the EQ, kind of tune the room, so. So, it's brighter.
And it kind of gives a little more, kind of just, the tone's there, but it's a little more out
it
there.
It jumps out, yeah, it jumps out. So, that's just a Boss EQ. I like to use that, you know. Standard tuner. Next is Echo Dream, which is one of my favorites. It's like a Memory Man on steroids. You know, these guys at Death by Audio.
They do some great things.
Yeah. And great friend of mine, Oliver, he's amazing. He's
got a great band too.
Yeah. Face to Break Strangers. Yeah, I'm a big fan. So anyways, this one goes, you know. It's fun. It's kind of got that horror movie Halloween thing going to it. Next, I use this Hyper Fuzz. My brother gave that to me as a gift in 1994.
Did he give you a metal zone too?
No, just this fuzz. He knew I was a fuzz guy, but, you know, getting into it and stuff. But I use the overdrive mostly on this one, so like, but it gets, you know, really, really fuzzed out, like. Wild, pretty nasty.
Yeah, is that what you're using for like Hunt Me Down?
No, Hunt Me Down is actually a Fuzzrite, you know,
okay.
60s Fuzzrite.
Well, let's hear
which
that.
Which is my favorite, you know. So I just, for Hunt Me Down, I turned down the reverb all the way, and it's. I use also a.
You just made my day.
Dallas Arbiter replica. It's like a Rangemaster replica, made by actually Divided by 13 pedals. It's called a Dynaranger. They actually make really great pedals. I love that one. It has you can do you know, levels of overdriving the amp. So, and it's got a volume, you know, which goes really loud too. So,
are you always using that with the Fuzzrite, or do you use this on its own?
Oh, I use that on its own. That's the currency sound.
Oh, all right.
You know. So you can see the levels, right?
Yeah.
So for instance, on a Haunting, you know, it's. You know, it gets real meaty. I use it on a lot of, you know, it's one of my secret weapons. I use the Dynaranger.
It's not a secret anymore.
On a lot of stuff. Yeah. It's out there, and I encourage people to get one.
Yeah.
You know, because they're amazing. I mean, Tony Iommi used, you know, the Rangemaster and a lot of other great guitar players.
Yeah,
of course,
stuff we all love.
And stuff. This one's Thunder Tomato. My friend in Spain, Roberto's, makes those. Actually, he doesn't make them anymore, so I have like 5 of them, you know. But he made me a bunch of them, and he's actually like a professor in Spain, like electronics professor.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, it's a big muff, you know, essentially. That's that sound. Next, I've got the Shapeshifter. You know, got
the bridle pedal, right?
I got into that from Black Rebel Motorcycle Club because I love them, you know, and the BRMC record. So it does repeater stuff, and it does just regular tremolos. You know, you can adjust it down and do stuff. The knobs are sensitive, so I have them gaff taped down, you know. It goes pretty fast, you know.
Yeah, I can.
And then, you know, of course, the Holy Grail for just extra.
Extra.
With that 60s garage sound,
yeah,
you know, which
right
I love.
There.
You know, all those Texas bands, you know, like Moving Sidewalks and 13 Floor Elevators.
Yeah, Rocky's a big influence on you guys.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, big time. Then you get the wah, you know. The gold Vox, gold Vox wah, I'm not sure why it's gold or whatever, but my other wah broke, and I bought that in Brussels, Belgium, so it was in the glass case, and I said, I need a wah, let me get that one, you know.
Yeah,
so
why not the gold one?
Got a good
one.
Deal on it.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. This guy right here is actually made in Austin. It's called a Sex Drive after Charlie Sexton.
All right.
It was designed for him.
Yeah, from
another great
Angels.
Guitar player. Yeah. Great guy, too. But it's called Durham Electronics makes that. So it's got a compressor on it. It's got tone and gain. So anything you can imagine. It's basically like a blackface amplifier in a box. I use it for 12 string and stuff, you know, but and also for, you know, something that I might need louder or more pronounced notes, you know. They used to make a bigger box of that, but you know, I used it for like 10 years and finally it died on me. So now they make a smaller one, you know, but
which makes your pedal board happy.
Yeah, there's a great, which brings me to the pedal board itself. It's a Temple board, you know, and Temple, if you go underneath, you can see that it's got this Seox power supply.
All right.
Which is, this crazy German company, you know, it's like I could probably power the whole room and, you know, the whole block with that thing, but it's got
darn
a lot
Germans.
Of, yeah, it's got a lot of power and it's great. So this pedal board is great because it's a light kind of airplane metal and it can house the power supply beneath.
And I like the potential for zip ties or whatever you need to run through. There are cables, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. You can run the cables, you know, through the board itself because it's got these holes, you know. So that's nice.
And the last pedal we haven't talked about or heard was the Ghost Echo. So how do you use that different from Echo Dream?
Yeah. Yeah, well, the Ghost Echo is, okay, so I use this to drive, you can see, drive kind of a washy sound in, you know, so this is. But if you can hear the difference. Just gives that washiness, you know, to the tone, which I love.
I guess I lied. There was one other pedal we didn't talk about or mention how you use it is the Strymon.
Strymon, El Capistan, is basically replaced my Real Echo Plex because it's just, it was, you know, it's a solid state Echo Plex and it's fragile.
Yeah, it is.
You know, so I can't take that out and, you know, all the time and. So I just use that for recording. So this is a pretty good pedal that replaces that sound. Yeah, you can get infinite repeats there. Just by holding that down. It gets pretty fast, you know. Yeah. You can actually get a expression pedal if you want to, but I don't really need it, you know. But it's actually got sound on sound. They've done a great job. Yeah, yeah. I think it's a Swedish company.
They're definitely wizards. So, they're sonic wizards,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the echo that I use for, and since like on Life Song, you know, and a lot of other stuff like the Sniper, instance. Yeah, Sniper at the
Gates of Heaven, yep.
Uh-huh. So that's it, yeah, basically.
Dude, Jake, thank you so much, man.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate it. I know I'm eating up most of your time, the band.
No, not at all. Well, thank you so much for having us. And you know, I'm a big fan, so.
Dude, I'm a big fan. This is a treat.
Yeah, and also one more thing is I also have a Maggie just like Christian.
Oh, that's right.
For the Bo Diddley. And of course it gets wild, you know.
Yeah, you got the Bo Diddley.
It's the closest to the Magnetone amp that I can hear, yeah.
You got the the Spaghetti Western stuff. Uh-huh. You guys do so well. It's like scary.
Oh, yeah.
Spaghetti Western movies.
I'm a huge Ennio Morricone fan, you know, so also. But, so
killer,
that's
Jake.
It, man. It's my pleasure to meet you.
Dude, my pleasure here. All right, last but not least, Kyle. Kyle, how you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Excellent, man. Appreciate it. We're crunched on time, so we're going to breeze through this, but we didn't want to miss out on Kyle's gear.
Cool.
Talk to me about this thing.
So this is a 65, from what I know. I'm not sure if it's all original or what, but the pickups seem right, and the tuners, I think, are replaced, but... Mastery bridge, everything else is like it was when I got it. Got this years ago at Austin Vintage when I worked there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's my favorite.
Do you use it quite a bit throughout the night?
Yeah, it's, you know, depending on the set list, depends on how many guitar songs I have versus keys versus bass.
You're all over the place.
We all jump around. Jake and Christian both play bass as well, and Alex. So, yeah.
You guys are a group of musicians.
Ambidextrous weirdos.
Yeah. Lovely. What else you got in the boat here for you?
Okay, so backup / number two is the 50th anniversary Jaguar with the Mastery Bridge. Thurston Moore scribbled on the back for me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this one's
fun. That's badass.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't play it as much. I've just been loving the Jazzmaster. And then my bass, main guitar, main bass, 72 jazz bass. Refin, obviously, but you know, they don't do that at the Relic shops.
That is
just pure sweat. 12 years of sweat.
If you did that, they'd charge you extra.
Right, exactly. So yeah, that's the guitars.
Cool, what do you got for amp?
Amp is a 68, actual 68 twin. I put a new baffle and 80-watt Celestians in it.
Oh, why'd you move that?
Just because I run keys and guitar too, so I needed something super loud and clean.
Yeah.
As a, you know, the organs, they sound great in the studio with small amps, but live, I just wanted clean and loud. That's the same speakers are in Christian's as well.
All right. And then for bass, are you running through the Ampeg then?
Yeah, bass is the SVT Vintage Reissue Head. Pretty simple setup there. A clean DI for the ears, for people who don't want the fuzzes in their ears. Full drive two, bass drive, big muff, reverb on the end for a few songs that get weird.
Yeah. Weird is good.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And what do you got here to stand in front of us?
So yeah, the Palisades is I've got an AB box that's backwards, so keyboards, guitar. That way the same signal chain can go into one input. But Palisades overdrive, just to give me two different distortions and a boost.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Fox Tone Machine that I built myself years ago out of original parts from a Fuzz Volume Wah from Fox. This is a hoof, but it's all silicone. It doesn't have the half germanium anymore.
Did you take that out, or did you have Jamie or the guys?
I had one of the guys there do it for me. It's more temperature stable, and it has more sizzle too. I like it, but it's not as grr as the cloven hoof.
Yeah,
I guess for lack of a better descriptive term. Then the Kilobyte's just a nice delay with drive and feedback abilities. That thing with stickers is just a holy grail. Then Hummingbird, which with a big knob helps me do it with my foot for the speed. Boost on the end so I can make myself hear more if I need to.
Yeah.
And then the Tap Tempo Zvex trim,
That's the for the organ, and then the Maleco, that's the Barker Assmaster thing. It's a Maestro Brassmaster clone. So there's fuzz volume, guitar volume, fuzz level. Those old organs don't have, that's a 1967 organ. It doesn't have a master volume or anything.
Which I love, it's ream from the like the air conditioning.
Yeah, air conditioning company. And hot water heaters. Yeah. And then just a digital Mellotron, a couple weird modulation delay things.
You got a Caverns from
the
Keeley.
Space Spiral and then the Caverns. And yeah, they're fun.
And is the Vibrochamp like
No, for... that's just for not aggravating the sound crew when they're trying to test everything else. I can sit up here and mess around.
And be a weirdo.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah.
Dude, Kyle, thank you for breezing through.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, thanks for fitting us in.
Dude, I appreciate it. Everyone's kind of running around this. Sorry we didn't rush it through this, but thank you guys.
No, it's all good, man. Appreciate it.
Rig Rundown. Thank you, Kyle.
Cool. Right on.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for watching the latest Rig Rundown. Guess what? Every week, we upload a brand new Rig Rundown to PremierGuitar.com a full week before it's available here on YouTube. So to get your gear fix as soon as humanly possible, go to premierguitar.com/rig rundown. And while you're there, be sure to sign up to get an email notification so you're the first to know as soon as each week's new Rig Rundown is available. Cheers, see you soon.